Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. And welcome to part 3 in our series, Parables of Life or Pictures of Life, ways of summing up what we think life is all about. When I say pictures, I mean metaphors, attitudes, outlooks, illustrations. And of course, this is radio and not an art gallery, so the pictures will be conveyed by sound, I mean words and music. When we started, I had no idea that one programme would grow into a whole series. But there are just so many parables of life to choose from, and there are countless songs to express them. So why not go with a rich seam of good material? By the way, not all the pictures are positive ones, so you have to be careful to choose the right pictures of life for you. But if you get the right ones, they can greatly enrich your life. Let's start with a good one. Life is a voyage of discovery. Here is John Denver paying tribute to Jacques Cousteau, the world-famous explorer, and his crew on board the iconic ship Calypso. They are a good metaphor, indeed a good literal example, of life being about exploring.
To sail on a dream, on a crystal clear ocean, to ride on the crest of a wild raging storm. Work in the service of life and the living, in search of the answers to questions unknown. To be part of the movement, part of the growing, part of beginning to understand. I glimpse of the places you've been.
Beside you to light up the darkness and show us the way. For though we are strangers in your silent world, to live on the land we must learn from the sea. To be true as the tide and free as a wind swell, joyful and loving in letting it be.
Thank you.
Life is a journey, not just a journey of many geographical miles, but a psychological journey from womb to tomb, a journey full of ups and downs, joys and sorrows, laughter and tears, full of forks in the road and crossroad moments when difficult choices have to be made and which can have consequences affecting the rest of our life's journey. Death is not the end of the road either. It's the last leg of the journey and the greatest adventure of them all. A journey into the unknown, but a journey into the arms of the God who loves us, safe into the arms of Jesus. Some people are eager explorers, intrepid adventurers at every stage of life's journey, while others are scared rabbits, living in fear and trepidation, dreading whatever may or may not be round the next corner. The journey of life is not easy. No one promised it would be, but it is worth it. Here is a classic song about life as a journey.
Every road through life is a long, long road filled with joys and sorrows too. As we journey on, how your heart may yearn for the things most dear to you. With wealth and love to sow, but onward we must go. Keep right on to the end of the road. Keep right on to the end. If the way be long, let your heart be strong. Keep right on round the bend. If you're tired and weary, still journey on till you come to your happy abode, where all you love and you dream in all will be there at the end of the road. With a big stout heart to a long steep hill, we may get there with a smile. With a good kind thought and an end in view, we can cut short many a mile. So let courage every day be our guiding star always. Keep right on till the end of the road. Keep right on to the end. If the way be long, let your heart be strong. Keep right on round the bend. If you're tired and weary, still journey on till you come to your happy abode, where all you love and your dreams be there at the end of the road. Keep right on to the end of the road. Keep right on to the end. If the way
life is more than a journey, it is a pilgrimage. What's the difference, I hear you ask? A journey could be travelling to nowhere in particular, but a pilgrimage is very focused on its particular destination. There's a difference between, I'm just going out for a walk, and I'm going down to the chip shop. There's a world of difference between rambling and commuting, and an eternity of difference between drifting through life and pushing ourselves purposefully as pilgrims towards heaven. Here's John Denver.
They are giving up their lives for something that is less than it can be. Some have longed for a home in a place. place of inspiration. Some will fill the emptiness inside by giving it all to the things that they believe. They believe. Maybe it's just the dream in me. Maybe it's just my style. Maybe it's just the freedom that I found. But given the possibility of living up to the dream in me, you know that I'd be reaching for higher ground. I will stand on my own. I will live up to this vision. I will trust in what I feel and follow my heart until it brings me home. Bring me home. Maybe it's just the dream in me. Maybe it's just my style. Maybe it's just the freedom that I found. Given the possibility of living up to the dream in me, you know that I'll be reaching for higher ground. Night, lead me to the light. Teach me the magic of wonder. Give me the spirit to fly. Maybe it's just the dream in me. Maybe it's just my style. Maybe it's just the freedom that I found. Given the possibility of living up to the dream in me, you know that I'll be reaching for higher ground.
As we travel the journey of life, we do not travel alone. We are fellow travelers, or fellow pilgrims, if you like. This may seem obvious to you and me, but it's not so obvious to all the selfish people in the world, to all the people who do not value relationships, who do not appreciate all the things that other people do for us all the time. God made us to be in families, classes at school, work colleagues, congregations, social circles, and so on. Human beings are not Robinson Crusoe desert island dwellers, minding their own business. We are pieces in a jigsaw, parts of a mosaic, cogs in a social wheel, members of teams, partners in love and business, fellow pilgrims, companions, disciples of the Master, the flock of the Good Shepherd, children of God. The Bible has so many corporate images of life. We're a Salvation Army, living stones. We make up a living building. We're branches of the vine. Here's another one sung by the Young Ambassadors. We are threads in the tapestry of life.
I am a thread in the tapestry. I have the Master's hand on me. And then he waves me carefully, making textures as he goes. Each of us part of this great design. You've got your part and I've got mine. All of our lives are intertwined as the fabric starts to grow.
Together we hold strong in this everlasting tapestry.
One aspect about the journey of life is that we have to recognize opportunities when we see them and grasp them with both hands when we get the chance, like Susan Boyle and Donny Osmond here.
This is the day, this is the moment when I know I'm on my way. Every endeavor I have made ever is coming into play, is here and now today. This is the moment when all I've done, when all the dreaming, scheming and screaming become one. This is the day, just see it shine, when all I've lived for
is the moment. This is the hour when I can open up tomorrow like a flower and put my hand to everything I plan to fulfill my grand design. See all my stars align. This is the moment, my final test. Destiny reckoned, I never reckoned second best. I won't look down, I must not fall. This is the moment, the sweetest moment.
So as we journey together through life, seizing our opportunities together, we help each other along the way.
The road is long, with a many winding tongue that leads us to who knows where.
Oh, he ain't heavy. He's my brother.
On the same theme, here are three soldiers inviting any weary fellow pilgrim warrior to lean on them for support. Through life's journey, hopefully we pick up a few skills and virtues so that we grow and mature and develop. Otherwise, what is the point of all the travelling? Here's Charlie Lansbury.
Her heart was like a jewel, she polished every day with little acts of kindness as she went along her way. She was no picture for your wall. Sometimes saints don't look like saints at all. He raised her children by himself, and they were left alone. He fed their wounded hearts with love until they had their own. He seemed so insignificant and small. Sometimes saints don't look like saints at all. Saints aren't always blessed with saintly faces. Angels can be found in unexpected places. They're not that hard to recognize. You can tell them by the little bits of heaven in their eyes. He drinks too much and swears more than he should, some people say. But they don't count the precious hours of life he gives away. To help the weak and humble when they fall. Sometimes saints don't look like saints at all. Saints aren't always blessed with saintly faces. Angels can be found unexpected places. They're not that hard to recognize. You can tell them by the little bits of heaven in their eyes.
This journey of life has rough and tumble which we have to overcome. And as we travel, we make personal progress. Our rough edges get refined. We hopefully grow older and wiser, more patient and kind, less self-orientated, more thoughtful of others, less into material things and more interested in spiritual things, seeing life differently, changing our priorities, reassessing our values, and above all, getting more acquainted with Jesus, our constant travelling companion on the journey of life, and the one who waits to give us welcome at journey's end. The journey of life is completely transformed for us if we can see it as the road home to heaven, and a sheer honour and pleasure to walk it with Jesus and all our fellow pilgrims, daily working at the ongoing process of becoming what God always meant us to be. So bye for now.